potential enemy submarines become quieter and operate in more challenging environments, which means shallower water with more complex countermeasures, we've kept pace with the threat by updating our torpedoes. Essentially, we update the guidance and control sections, or the brains of the torpedoes, if you will. We're not buying a whole torpedo, but we update this this section of the torpedo. So that's where the Mark 54 work came in, for which we won the acquisition award. And the Mark 54 torpedo had an initial development contract that was completed in 1998, and since that time, the contract has been a sole source to a single contractor. And in 2009, in concert with the Department of Defense goal of increasing competition, we developed a plan to award a competitive contract for those torpedo kits to upgrade the torpedo. The challenge of this, though, was the need to develop a comprehensive TDP, or a technical data package, which is used to ensure any potential contractors would have all the specifications and technical information necessary to properly bid on the program. And then next, we conducted an in-depth market research to inform industry that we are planning to compete this work, which helps them as well as the government in understanding the industrial-based capability in the area of torpedoes, and allows businesses to start looking at their own capabilities and how they can match the government's needs.
What kind of response did you get when you let industry know that you were going to compete this?
It was very interesting. We had quite a few companies interested in providing at least some aspect of the program. So the companies were talking about whether they would subcontract with a prime contractor, or companies would come in and try to be the prime contractor to win that competition.
What did you wind up with then, Captain Carney?
Well, I had quite a handful of competitive bids from proposals that said, from various companies that said they could do this business. So we received, after we sent out a request for proposal with all the technical data, we received a handful. I can't go into the specifics of how many we received, because that's source selection sensitive information with
sure.
the government source selection process. But we received enough to ensure that we had a very competitive evaluation.
How has that competitive process, Captain Carney, impacted other ways that you're acquiring inventory for the Navy?
Well, we've accomplished a similar process on the heavyweight side of the, as I mentioned earlier, the Mark 48 torpedo. We just went through that process around the same time to open that up for other aspects of industry to work in providing both the lightweight and the heavyweight torpedoes. We also compete the repair of the torpedoes. Our torpedoes are used throughout the fleet in an exercise configuration, in the same configuration that the warshots are out in the fleet. In other words, we take out the warhead and we can put in an exercise section, and then we routinely launch those from submarines and from aircrafts and from surface ships, so that our submariners are, and our airmen and our surface ship crews are very competent and capable in attacking submarines by using the torpedoes we have. So in that repair, or the refurbishment of those torpedoes, we also compete that aspect. So there's a lot of competition going on within the torpedo enterprise.
Captain Tom Carney's program manager of undersea weapons for the Naval Sea Systems Command. How'd you find out you were among this group of people receiving the Navy Acquisition Excellence Award, sir?
Well, the award was announced by the Assistant Secretary of the Navy, Mr. Stackley, his staff, when the awards came out, and the nomination process limited the team to about 10 individuals. The informing of me was via a phone call from the deputy director at the PEO Sub, the Program Executive Office at Submarines at the NAVC Systems Command, said, "Hey, your team has won the award, and we're very pleased to be honored to receive that award for the entire program office." Because though the award was limited to only 10 folks, it really was every single individual in the office had a part in making this competition successful.
That's a phone call I'm sure you were happy to get, I imagine.
It absolutely was. And as a career submariner who spent 25 years operating submarines, I've come to the acquisition side of things after my command tour, and it's been a real pleasure working with the countless government employees that work really hard at reducing costs while at the same time providing the best material we can to our fighting men and women.
And I imagine that gives you an edge, too, having been in the subs, knowing exactly what's got to go on down there for everything to run smoothly for the men and women who are on duty there.
It absolutely does. It lends to My understanding of the technical basis and the needs to make sure that our torpedoes are the best they can be, and it brings an experience of how we shoot these weapons, what we do with them, and what we need to make sure works first time, every time.